Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, a lot of stuff is going on in the world right now, isn't it? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us on this live Monday, November 29th edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to open the phones up today. Roger Stone pops in the third hour, and then Gerald Celente in the fourth hour. But just like clockwork, we predicted exactly what now has unfolded. The next round of lockdowns being announced due to a, quote, variant that they will now use as the cover-up for the fact that it is the deadly vaccines that are killing people en masse. We have the German government, we have the U.S. government, we have a lot of other major medical organizations doing studies saying, yes, these mRNA vaccines are causing massive heart problems. And yes, there is a huge, huge, absolutely giant fold increase taking place in the number of people dying who've been vaccinated. And those are real, undisputed numbers. But they just run headlines saying, oh, a doctor says it's just a coincidence. Or, oh, the side of a bus, a billboard that says heart attacks are normal in children. And it turns out they had those ads bought out 6 months before, knowing that children would have heart attacks once it got approved for them via the emergency authorization. I mean, this is so premeditated when you're conscious. It's like you're awake and everybody else is asleep right next to you. They're hypnotized. But more and more people are coming out of the hypnotism, but it is just insane. We also have the Ghislaine Maxwell trial that began today, and after stalling it for 3 years, they magically have the Jussie Smollett false flag fake race attack trial that starts in Chicago. And then, of course, we've got all the fear being pushed with the new Transformer-named variant and all of the hysteria that they're trying to create on that front. But it's all predestined to happen because we're not conscious and we don't really stand up for what's right. And so when you don't stand up against evil, it always makes a move. The globalists are predators. And so it's their nature to attack. Like a wolf goes after a lamb, or a lion goes after a gazelle. But these aren't lions that are going after us. These are demons. And these aren't people that are killing for food. They're doing it for the sick enjoyment of the power and the control. So we're going to be laying it all out today. This is going to be a big broadcast. They're all big. But when we first come back, we're going to look at Fauci and what he's been up to, and how he is now attacking Senator Cruz for pointing out that he lied about gain of function. And then Fauci so arrogantly cackles and just comes off like a ventriloquist doll, very wooden, and says, oh, what about January 6th, Congressman? Senator, as if that's his get-out-of-jail-free card that Ted Cruz legally and lawfully was trying to have a 10-day Senate investigation that's in the Constitution of that election, something Democrats had 4 years before. As if, oh, Ted Cruz now is a January 6th conspirator, when it was the deep state that helped provocateur some of the crowd, a very small percentage of the crowd, into the building. So they're really hanging their hat behind the scenes on the January 6th committee to brand Americans as terrorists ahead of the midterms so they could stage some terror attacks and blame it on us. Make no mistake, that's in the cards. We told you. New variant, lockdowns, hysteria as a distraction from their criminal activities and the inflation. and then also stage terror attacks to be blamed on the Liberty Movement, and that's coming next. This is all highly scripted. These old dogs don't learn new tricks. We'll be right back in 1 minute to lay it all out on this Monday, November 29 transmission. We have launched the most important sale of the year, because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
I could sit here and play you hours of predictions from February, March, and April of last year, where I specifically predicted exactly what's happening now. But, of course, you already saw me say that, so there's no need to prove ourselves here, is there? You want to see that? It's on band.video, latest compilation, predicting that by the winter of 2021, they would hype up a new variant and lock the world down again. I would say sometime right around Thanksgiving, because I've noticed patterns in how they operate and how they like to get us when we're all around the table together, instead of talking about family and God and country, to talk about them, because they want to be in control. They want to be the center of life. They want to be worshipped. No, I'm just going to tell you what's coming next. Instead of already told you what was coming, and now it's here, so we'll just tell you what's coming next today, here. And that's why they want us off the air. That's why it's so frustrating to be the most cutting-edge broadcast that has the most foresight and the most discernment, because it makes us the biggest target. And my survival mechanism is to get as many people awake as possible and to become obsolete. That is my wish, to literally just go live on a ranch and be a farmer. But that's not what I'm allowed to do. So I'm here fighting the tyrants. Their survival mechanism to us exposing them and us standing up to their attempted takeover of our very bodies with this medical tyranny is to release a new variant to try to terrorize the public into submission. But all of that is a survival mechanism in their attempt to distract from the fact that their highest level pedophile rings being run by multinational crime syndicates that have already basically taken over the major law enforcement groups of the world, like Interpol and NATO and the FBI and the Justice Department. And so the fact that it began to come out about Bill Gates using pedophilia through his operative, Jeffrey Epstein, to compromise the scientific intelligentsia of not just the U.S., but of the West, to have a false scientific consensus so they could get all the scientists and doctors and lawyers involved in the system on board to engage now in what we see unfolding. The bottom of the rabbit hole isn't pedophilia. That's close to the bottom. But at the very bottom of the spider hole, the center of the web, is psychic vampirism over children. The killing of children. The killing of humans, period. Mass pain and destruction. That is the ocean in which this entity this anti-human swims. And we now see its desire to kill humans en masse, but slowly and painfully being manifested in front of us all. So, I want to air a very important report that just went live on man.video by Greg Reese. The ongoing cover-up of the global elite's child sex blackmail operation, and that ties into the judge in the case today, sealing the case to block any sensational or impure information, close quote. You see, it's impure for us to show you pedophile drag queen story time, even though the children have it done to them. It's impure for us to show you the books in public schools all over the West promoting pedophilia with child porn in them. We go to jail if we show you that on air. That can only be shown to children. See how they operate like that? So that's how they're covering up the abuse of children. And now the judge in the case is being promoted because she's helping cover it all up by Chuckie Schumer. Here is Greg Reese's report.
Nick Bryant, author of the book The Franklin Scandal, a story of power brokers, child abuse, and betrayal, has become an expert on the subject of political blackmail and government cover-ups. He has been sounding the alarm that the same legal aberrations that occurred in the Franklin scandal have happened with Jeffrey Epstein and are happening in the Maxwell case. A cover-up from the highest levels of government.
Farmer says she reported the assault to the FBI, but she told us it wasn't for another decade, just before Epstein's first arrest in 2006, that an agent finally appeared at her door. Farmer says they never followed up.
They still haven't asked to talk to me. They are trying to pretend I do not exist.
It was reported to the FBI as early as 1996 that Jeffrey Epstein was trafficking children, and they did nothing. Nothing until 10 years later, when Palm Beach police began an investigation after a 14-year-old girl reported being molested. From their investigation, the Department of Justice was handed a list of 32 underage victims, and the cover-up ensued. With victims as young as 11 years old, they called only one witness, and Epstein was not indicted on a single count of child abuse. Instead, they charged him with one count of soliciting adult prostitution. He did just over a year on house arrest, like a VIP. Immunity was granted to all of Epstein's co-conspirators, and his victims were denied any opportunity for justice. Federal prosecutor Alexander Acosta said that he was told that Epstein belonged to intelligence and to leave it alone. This order could have only come from the Attorney General or the President. The Miami Herald exposed this all to the public in 2018. Governor DeSantis ordered an investigation, and local police were cleared of any malfeasance. Jeffrey Epstein was arrested and suicided in his jail cell. Thousands of sexually suggestive photographs were found cataloged on computer disks. Former victim Maria Farmer described on mainstream television how Epstein was running a pedophile blackmail operation.
Epstein told her the whole house was wired with pinhole cameras and took her into the media room where they were monitored.
I looked on the cameras and I saw toilet, toilet, bed, bed, toilet, bed. I'm like, I am never going to use the restroom here and I'm never going to sleep here.
Was there videotape?
Oh, it was all video, all the time, yeah. And I asked him one time, what do you do with this? And he said, I keep it. I keep everything in my safe.
Eventually, Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested. Unsealed documents from a defamation lawsuit between Maxwell and one of her victims revealed the names of those who had sexually molested the young victim, including Prince Andrew and Alan Dershowitz, who was one of the first to start pushing the idea of mandatory vaccines. That's how blackmail works. The judge for Maxwell's trial, Judge Allison Nathan, has already deemed the details of the Maxwell case too sensationalist and impure for the public, and was just recommended for promotion to the U.S. Court of Appeals by Chuck Schumer. Ghislaine Maxwell has trafficked scores of children for decades, some as young as 11, but is only being charged with one count. Epstein was brought in by Wexner, who had close connections with the mob, and handled by Maxwell, who was raised up by Israeli intelligence. This trial is about the rampant systemic use of pedophilia as a means of blackmail, and exposing it is absolutely paramount if we are to reform society. Nick Bryant has organized Survivors Standing with Survivors, 62 anti-trafficking organizations standing together for justice in the Maxwell trial. Bryant proposes three things to possibly save hundreds of thousands of victims: a truth and reconciliation committee to correct the law, retroactively abolishing the statute of limitations, and enforce the laws in the porn industry, pointing out how Pornhub has been busted 118 times for underage sex and still has a thriving business.
No, we're not going to stand for this. Our children cannot be molested with impunity, no matter how powerful or well-connected or wealthy their perpetrators are. They cannot be molested with impunity.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
So much for joining us on this Monday worldwide transmission. It is Cyber Monday, as they call it, and I want to remind all the listeners and viewers that it is your support, your prayer, your word of mouth, and your financial support that keeps this key organization on air in the fight against the globalists during a time of massive censorship and control and intensifying judicial and legislative and executive tyranny. And so, as we kick off Cyber Monday here and Cyber Week, this is the last week of the biggest sales of the year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Now, a lot of the previous items we had for sale are not on sale now because they've almost sold out. But we did get a lot of our other previous best-selling items that were sold out back in stock right on time for Cyber Monday and Cyber Week. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Advanced Multivitamin Formulation is now back in stock with free shipping, 40% off. It's got vitamin C, D, E, and B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, so important, and CoQ10, that's amazing, and many more vital nutrients. All the vitamins, all the minerals, and then a bunch of other key cofactors and amino acids, and it tastes great. People really love it. It's wonderful for children and adults, but especially important for older folks and people with brown skin or black skin. It takes, scientific fact, more sunlight for you to get vitamin D, and almost everybody having the problems we've heard about have had major vitamin D deficiency, so that is an absolute must. It's got almost 2,000 reviews, 4.8 stars, 96% reviews on a third-party power review site. So despite the trolls that go on there and vote it down, it is close to 100% support, and people absolutely love it. I love it. I mix up a pitcher of it about every 4 or 5 days, put it in the refrigerator, and then have a glass of it in the morning instead of orange juice, and sometimes have a glass in the evening. My young 4-year-old daughter loves it. It doesn't have all the sugar of orange juice, and it tastes just as good, in many ways better on ice is how I like it. And then I just get my multivitamins, I get my minerals, and it's liquid, so it's more absorbable. So that is now back in stock, Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Also, Prostagard, which isn't just great for your prostate, but saw palmetto is known to massively decrease prostate issues and cancer on record. Even the government admits that. What else does it do for other glands? It's great for women as well. Amazing things. And then it's got a whole bunch of different vitamins and minerals in it as well. Prostagard back in stock, 50% off. Turbo Force 10-hour clean energy back in stock, 40% off. And a lot of other items on sale right now. Those sales will have to end very, very soon. So take advantage of them today at InfoWarsStore.com, or again, 888-253-3139. All right, let me do this. I'm going to get into Fauci and the new lockdowns and the Omicron garbage next segment. And I'll cover that for 30 minutes. I'll open the phones up in the second and third hour today. But let's just pull back and understand something. I didn't know that pedophile rings run the planet. I was educated about that by the former head FBI agent who they were going to have as the FBI director, but he wouldn't play ball, So he was, you know, up at the top of the FBI, Ted Gunderson, back when the FBI had problems, but it was not devil worshiper run, basically. And I'm talking, I'm 21, 22. He was coming to Austin. He'd come on my show. I went out to dinner with him many times. I'd be very good friends with him. You talk to him on the phone, you know, every week. He's come on the show probably 200 times. Last time I had him on, he was dying of cancer, really cheerful and nice from the hospital bed because he could hear the beeps and stuff going off. He just had a new bladder made, I think out of a sheep bladder, but it didn't work and he died. He died like a week after. He sounded totally nice and, you know, and informed. I don't think that's Ted Gunderson. I think that's somebody else. But long story short, guys, if you want me to pull up Ted Gunderson, I'll pull up Ted Gunderson for you. Just former FBI agent Ted Gunderson will pull it up. He told me all this stuff. And a lot later, that information came out and was all confirmed. In fact, just 2 years ago, they declassified thousands of pages, the FBI did, of the Finders case that was dealing with the CIA and child kidnapping rings and all the rest of it, and how they were using it for blackmail and control. And that actually came out in some of the MK Ultra hearings as well. Here, I'll pull Gunderson up for you. It's Ted L. Gunderson, FBI. That's Ted Gunderson, yeah. So, also, General Benton K. Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, he said, yeah, there's a lot of these people that are into that, controlling things. And so many other people that were prominent told me about it. And they told me that they had basically homosexual orgies at Bohemian Grove, and that was just the feeder level into all the pedophilia and the rest of it. So it's not like I just got up here on air and had these ideas and talked about it for decades, and then years later it came out and was magically true. It's real, okay? It's as real as a heart attack. And so the people that launched the COVID virus and the COVID poison shots and the lockdowns and this whole new civilization are pedophiles. When you look at the top of the Davos Group or you look at the top of these globalist organizations, pedophilia is just the entry card. It's the invitation. You got to have sex with little children just to get in the club. At the higher levels, you have to strangle and kill children. And that's their gang initiation. And that's how they make sure people are totally compromised and under their control forever. It is literally trauma-based mind control. So worldwide, in Europe and South America and Africa and Asia and the Middle East and especially in North America and the UK, the pedophile rings were on the run. They were being exposed. It was coming out. And so the defense mechanism, when it was the top story in the world, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, and the pedophile ring story was the biggest thing in the world in 2019, early 2020, that's why they released COVID and did all this. They already had the plan ready under Operation Lockstep. They were already looking at doing it. But what made them go ahead and initiate it all was the fact that their pastime and their cult of pedophilia that took over the Vatican, took over Penn State, took over so many things, was being revealed. And so this is a defense mechanism, like a squid will shoot ink at you, or some types of animals, you know, like frogs have poison on them, so other animals won't eat them. Porcupines have spines on them. Those are their defense mechanism. This is the satanic devil worshippers' defense mechanism, is this medical tyranny. And like, you won't let us screw your kids? You won't let us legalize drag queen story time? You know what we'll do? We'll just inject your children with a system that slowly kills them. We'll erase their immune system and give them cancer. So this is their attack on us. This is their counterstrike. We have launched the most important sale of the year, because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body, and it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Let's go to a clip of Fauci that was on every major Sunday news show yesterday. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, and just wall-to-wall everywhere, gloating over everyone, saying all options are on the table, including new lockdowns. Global lockdowns killed an extra 25 million people, and that's last year's numbers. They never brought out new numbers. Instead of 20 million people starving to death, it was over 50 million. So that's more than 25 million extra. And the UN says an extra 287 million on the verge of starvation. Those are old numbers, too. So when you hear about, oh, he's saving lives, and he has this weird demonic jack-o'-lantern look on his face, He looks like somebody that you'd hire if you were going to make Texas Chainsaw Massacre 7. Not just his actions running bioweapon labs and lying about it to Congress, and not just his suppression of real AIDS drugs and pushing drugs that actually killed people, including secret testing on children that was lethal, or putting dogs in cages with flesh-eating bugs and chaining them down while they're eaten alive. I mean, the guy is a true psychotic villain. He's not Christian Bale in American Psycho playing a psycho. He's the real deal. And he's up there on television when they bring up the fact that he lied to Congress and said we never did gain of function when he was running a gain of function factory, creating thousands of weaponized viruses, including COVID-19. And then there he is on Face the Nation, and he arrogantly says, oh, don't bring up Ted Cruz and gain of function and something that's killed all these millions of people and is now the pretext of a vaccine killing even more, and all the deadly side effects that are actually what are intended to happen. They're not really side effects. And the worldwide lockdowns and death, all that's cutesy and fun. And there he is talking to another plastic person. Who's up there perched on top of the American people pushing their lies and their medical tyranny. And he says, oh, the same senator that's in trouble for January 6th. Totally distracting off of his crimes against humanity, his violations of the Nuremberg Code, the list goes on, his lying to Congress. But I'll tell you, he looks like he's dying on television. He looks like he is in living hell. And that's because he knows in the court of public opinion, he is now as hated or more so than Bill Gates. And that people looked into his eugenics background, his depopulation statements, everything else he's done, and he knows no matter how many PR pieces they run and no matter how much they try to prop him up, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. So the globalist whole program of world government was falling apart. Populists were getting elected everywhere. And what did the Rockefeller Foundation say in Operation Lockstep? They said, when that happens, they predicted it would happen in the coming decade, which it did, we simply need a virus that will be released that's the pretext of a global ID used to lock down civilization and put the UN and the corporations that control it in the driver's seat of the planet. And now we're deep into this. More lockdowns, more intense than the last, then the restrictions never get taken away. Oh, they get backed off a few degrees, but next time they clamp down even more until you have been by increment trained and prepared and ready to live as a total slave who has to get authorization from them on where you can travel and where you can go and whether you're essential or not. That's called the journey into total absolute slavery. But what's the real takeaway from this? I mean, it's not brainiac rocket science. It's not quantum mechanics. It's not quantum physics to know that, okay, if they're going to give you a shot that isn't a vaccine, that all the experts say is going to cause health problems, how are they going to cover up from that? Well, they'll say a new variant came out, and that's why everybody's sick and dying is vaccinated. And that's what's happening now. I mean, it's confirmed numbers in every Western country that takes Moderna and Pfizer shots that heart attacks are more than doubled, other cardiovascular more than double, many types of cancer up 20-plus fold, and they even admit, well, you might get a tumor, big deal, in the news. It's the normalization of them killing us through these systems while they make money, trillions, doing it. And Klaus Schwab's back in the news saying, we're going to take over your body. Report, World Economic Forum sees synthetic biology as force to reset living systems. Oh, we don't change the environment, we change you. Yeah, we know. You kill us. but a weapon that takes a few years to do it. It is the side effect when you die a little too quick. They made it a little too strong. But don't worry, they're tweaking it, as they say. We're all just guinea pigs. So you go to people that have taken it and say, hey, it erased your immune system. It didn't protect you. Oh, shut up. Don't get involved in my medical stuff. Oh, but you want me to take it. You're saying I'm to blame for you being sick when that's not true. So here is the monster, Fauci, betting everything on January 6th. I mean, it's just like, what does that have to do? I mean, Ted Cruz wanted a 10-day investigation and wanted to have a vote in the Senate, and some people breaking in the Capitol derailed that. So Ted Cruz did not like what happened and said it was wrong. So now, just because he's a Republican, he's bad now, and Fauci's allowed to cook up bioweapons in Wuhan and release them on us and then lie to Congress about it. That's the arrogance of these devils that live in their own little bubbles. But he's not so arrogant now. That's fake arrogance. His real arrogance is gone. His bravado, his chutzpah, his hubris. Here is your enemy.
Senator Cruz told the Attorney General you should be prosecuted.
Yeah. I'd have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted. What happened on January 6th, Senator?
Do you think that this is about making you a scapegoat to deflect from President Trump?
Of course. You have to be asleep not to figure that one out.
Well, there are a lot of Republican senators taking aim at this.
I mean, that's okay. I'm just going to do my job. And I'm going to be saving lives, and they're going to be lying.
But he's the one that's been lying and lying and lying and lying. If you take the shot, it is effective. You will not get the virus. You will not transmit it. You do not need masks. It's ridiculous. You must have masks. You must wear two. I do not know anything about Wuhan. I do not know anything about gain of function. When he literally, in email, said, I want maximum gain of function. I want this to be able to be infectious in humans. He created it all. He runs the program. So he's the guy running the response. That's the reason they did it. They put themselves in positions. They bought off all the major health departments. They control the media. They spent billions buying off the media on record with Bill Gates. And now they hit us with a weapon they think is going to be able to take the world over. And now right on time, they're starting the second round. We come back, we got the British Prime Minister saying, oh no, it's the new variant out of South Africa. That's the reason the vaccine doesn't work. They're baiting and switching. They already admit the vaccine doesn't work, makes you get more sick, twice as likely to be hospitalized or die in the UK. So now they're going to just segue, oh, forget about that. Oh no, it's the Omicron. It's the reason this is all happening. Yes, yes, that's it. Baiting and switching. We're not going to let you do that, you little maggots. You failed to censor us. You failed to silence us. And now our most important work ever is about to happen. Everything we've done in our lives, now leading up to this moment, stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Wishes. And I don't do this lightly. I don't take on these monstrous pedophile murderers because I have a death wish or because I don't know how dangerous they are. I have a responsibility to stand against these people, and so do you. And the fact that you're tuned into this broadcast shows you care. So I salute you for caring. I support you for being involved, and I just really appreciate you. But we've all got to do more. And three times just this weekend, I saw Alex Jones was right, written on the walls. It's amazing. Saw a spray painter on a wall, saw it written on a bathroom wall, and then technically I counted it three times. A lot of people came up to me and talked about Alex Jones is always right. So that actually happened three times. And then twice I saw it written. But the point is, you see it out there a lot. And it just hit me that it's not arrogant to say, hey, that's a good slogan to throw it back in their face, and that's something that people really understand. And so I'm going to try to shoot a video in the next week or so, and I'm going to try to go out to those spots and get professional footage of Alex Jones is right, spray painted on the bridge and written on the bathroom wall, and just use examples of that because that's a maxim in their face that just reminds people of what liars they are. Just like Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, really scared them because it's not just the truth. It shows our power, like, let's go, Brandon. they announce Joe Biden's name at sporting events and people boo him and cuss at him and yell at him to the point of he doesn't go to sporting events now. And then crowds just spontaneously at football games, basketball games, NASCAR races, they just start chanting F Joe Biden. And so, you know the story, the female reporter spins it and says, oh, they're saying, let's go Brandon. And so we take their lie and turn that around and use it as a weapon against them. It's beautiful. It's the power of we the people. And it's that type of mass meme that overrides the AI, that overrides all the different propaganda they're involved in, that manifests in public. Like people going to these football games and no one's wearing masks in their face. Or people going and saying, let's go Brandon. You don't have to say F Joe Biden anymore. You can just say something that isn't bad for children to hear. So now even more people get involved. And now it's not just 10,000 fans out of 100,000 at a football game saying it. Now it's 50,000, 60,000, 70,000, where it's so loud the stadium's shaking. Let's go Brandon! Let's go Brandon! So I respectfully nominate the idea that another thing to really counter folks that want to silence us is Alex Jones is always right. Or Alex Jones was right. I'm not always right, but that's even more popular than Alex Jones was right is Alex Jones is always right. And I've said, hey, folks, that's not true. I get some things wrong. Sometimes I flip numbers around. I make mistakes. If I listen to a whole broadcast sometimes, rebroadcast, I always catch something I say that is not right. I go, why did you say that? And just, you know, your brain doesn't work sometimes. But if that's what people want to say, they can say it. But I really, Alex Jones was right, or Alex Jones is always right, is super viral. And so it just hit me today while I was lifting weights that, hey, that's something you ought to tell the audience good job on and ask the audience to keep doing and do it more intensely, because now's the time for civil disobedience. And it's always when I'm lifting weights or hiking in the morning that you got the blood pumping through your brain and you get the really good ideas. And so I've got so much negative news to hit here. And it's negative just on the surface until you realize knowing what's going on, even though it's horrible, is a very positive thing, because then you can do something to stop it. It's just throwing your hands up and saying, I don't want to know, that gets us in this bad position that we're in right now. But make no mistake, everything they're throwing at us now is designed to make us give up hope and just go away and roll over. But things are only going to get 10 times worse if we have that attitude. But we should open the phones up to listeners. In fact, we will open the phones up for listeners on all these subjects and ask the listeners, where do you see this going? How do you think we ought to peacefully, nonviolently stand up against the new lockdowns, the bullying, the attempts at forced inoculation, the BS masking, and the next round of the globalists squeezing us that isn't going to end in just a few months? They're going to slowly roll out new hysteria and restrictions into January and February. And I predict that by March of next year, they try a full lockdown and probably actually release a nastier version of COVID to create real fear. They'll also blame all the vaccine deaths on the new variant to really have this country under a form of martial law, even more intense than it is now, by the midterm, so they can have mail-in ballots again and all the rest of that hysteria. I mean, that's a no-brainer. We've been predicting that since February of last year. And I tell you what, at the start of the next hour, I'll play a little five-minute compilation, a new one that's out, of predictions going back from February, March, April, and May of last year. So we're talking over a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, just so people can understand that when I make these new predictions, I'm not just pulling this out of the sky. You know, they may change the course they're on. They may not go to full martial law next March. But all the points go towards March. And so if I had to throw a dart at the dartboard, try to hit the bullseye, I would say that March is the bullseye. And then that way the real hysteria gets into place. And that way the skyrocketing prices and the devaluation of our currency and the open borders and the world government and all of that and the rampant critical race theory brainwashing and the crime and the snatch and grab groups and just all of this, the looting, the breakdown of the country, so that they can distract all of that cloud and pivot operation to collapse the nation. And then, of course, you know it also comes in March. They've already pre-primed it. It's in the official U.S. government terrorism directive that those that question elections and those that question lockdowns and forced inoculation and mask, I mean, you've seen it on NBC News and Fox News, the graph, main terror threats, those that question elections, those that question lockdowns, and Muslim holidays or Christmas holidays because Muslims might attack. So they just kind of throw in something that's true to make the rest of the lies look more palatable. So they're involved in total, yeah, there it is, great job crew pulling up so fast. Opposition to COVID measures, claims of election fraud, belief Trump to be reinstated, 9/11 anniversary and religious holidays. Oh, by the way, it's not just CNN, it's not just the Washington Post. There are more articles out today. They had a remembrance up in Wisconsin for the SUV attack. And there's talks about how to make cars safer so they don't run people over. That's right. It wasn't a crazy anti-white guy that did it. It wasn't a racist piece of garbage. No, 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 no. It was an SUV. I mean, look at the level of that cult programming. So here's what's going to happen. They're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on people that question elections and people that question martial law lockdowns. So first they'll do the lockdowns, phasing them in by March. They're going to get more and more intense, and then they blow up buildings. They'll probably attack Pfizer, blame it on us. And that's just the next move. And, of course, any big rally we have, they'll try to steer into violence with their operatives. Can't believe we walked into the trap of January 6th, but I figured Trump and his people would have National Guard there. I knew he was trying to get them. They were refused, and so we were set up. But we have to look at everything we do in the lens of how could they hijack this? How could they use this against us? So they're making their final move to decapitate the country and end freedom as we know it and bankrupt us and have a new national ID card and a new national banking system all run by the private Federal Reserve. You won't have private bank accounts anymore. They want to bring us into full collapse next year ahead of the election. But it all starts in March, in my view, and just collapses on and out from that. So God help us all, ladies and gentlemen. They'll also plunge the stock market massively and say it's the unvaccinated causing this. If you just take the fifth shot or the sixth shot or whatever they're up to by then, things will go back to normal. So it's just more holding us hostage, more brainwashing, more garbage. But if you have a memory, you know everything they said was a lie, and everything they're doing is walking us into more intense levels of control. We're being buttoned down. We're being chained down right now to go into true Soviet-level torture.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.